When it comes to mitzvah seishas man grama, when it comes to mitzvah dependent upon time, in general, nashim are baturos. There are some exceptions. For example, the mitzvahs that apply to Shabbos are exceptions, or various exceptions. So the Gemara and Maseches Brachos, if you look at source number 1 and 2, so the Mishnah there lists off the various mitzvahs that, you know, what applies to ladies doesn't apply to ladies. So, for example, in source number 1, the Gemara starts off, the Mishnah says, Noshim v'avarim u'kitanim, women, we talk about avarim k'nanim, who had a partial to Yisrael and k'tanim, and children, are potter from Kriya Shema, because Kriya Shema saying Shema to say Shazman Grama, even though they're baturos, it doesn't necessarily mean that you shouldn't say Berachas Kriya Shema. Hopefully we'll come to that in a different week. U'miyat Tilna from Tilin. The Chayavim, they are obligated to tefillah, and mezuzah birchas hamazon. They're obligated to daven, they're obligated to mezuzah, and they're obligated to bench. Now, in terms of benching and mezuzah, so that's obvious. They should be obligated because putting up mezuzah and birchas hamazon is not what. Mazman grama. Okay, so the Gemara is going to ask why the Mishnah had to mention it, but obviously we're focusing on tefillah. So they're obligated in tefillah, and even. No, davening is based. Davening is Shmon Esrei. Davening is Shmon Esrei. All right. No, that is really the main obligation. So the chayavim betfila, they're obligated in tefila. Now, it definitely involves challenges because birchas kriya shema is part of davening. Right? So it's a challenge to say they're not chayavim kriya shema, but we'll say that for a different week. But he says in source number 3, the chayavim betfila. So Gemara asked the question, this is basically, if you look at source number 3, and he says, V'chayavim v'tfila, so why they chayav in tfila? The rachminuhu. So he says, because it's rachamin, alright? So what does it mean because it's rachamim? So you look at source number 4, we're going to skip the rest of that line for now. If you look at source number 4, all right? So in other words, Rashi in his Gemara, what we have here in source number 3, so Rashi only had those first 4 words in his Gemara. That was his nusach. We have the rest of the line, we'll come back to that in a second. But Rashi only had those first 4 words, and he says, Derchayv and Tefila because it's rachamim. And he says, Emid Rabbanani. And therefore, really, it says, Tefila, Rashi says, is only what? Only Rabbanan, right? And therefore, since it's the Rabbanan, women are Chayavos, because the whole tour, Mitzvah Seishas Mangrama, only applies to Mitzvah D'Araisa. Does not apply to Mitzvah D'Rabbanan. And for that reason, women are Chayavos in the Mitzvah of Tefila, because Tefila is the Rabbanan. So that is what Rashi says. That's what Rashi says. Now, so that's the shita of Rashi. See, so we look at source number 4 or 5. Rashi says, "Hachi garsinon tefila derachminenu. Tefila is rachamim, below garas pshita." And Rashi is not garas pshita. That's simple. That women are chayavos. The halab diraisi. It's a simple explaining the reason why tefila, the women are chayavas, because it's not the Uraisa, and the tour, mitzvah seishas mangrama, only applies to mitzvahs the Uraisa. That is the shita of Rashi. Alright, so now, however, if you go back to number 3, so number 3, it says like this, alright? Tosfos, and it's machlokes the Rambam, and other Rishonim, so whether tefillah is the Uraisa or tefillah is the Rabbana. So if we go back to source number 3, Tosfos and others have a different girsa. V'chayavim v'tefil derachmininu. Now, so we have to, this is quite difficult. So now, if you hold tefillah is the Uraisa, what is the mitzvah of tefillah mid Uraisa? If you hold tefillah is the Uraisa.
Is it
Shabbat? No, we'll get to that in a second. No, the mitzvah tefillah d'oraisa is once a day. That's it. The mitzvah tefillah d'oraisa is just to daven once a day. So he says, so therefore, if it's only once a day, we'll have to explain. Now, I think my uncle explained that really, the chiyuv, there's a constant chiyuv of tefillah. You always have to daven. Always. There's a constant chiyuv of tefillah. As a matter of fact, when HaKadosh Baruch created man, right? So I don't have the exact lashon in my mind, but he created man as a nefesh chaya. So Uncle says, my father always pointed out, that what makes man different than an animal?
Deeper speaking.
And obviously God created speech. It's just talk to God. So really we should be davening all day. Obviously we can't daven a whole day for various reasons, okay? One is, you know, I used to imagine, I finished at 10:31, everyone goes crazy. So you can imagine you have people daven a whole day. It's going to be very difficult. But it's like, we obviously have things to do. But really you're supposed to be davening a whole day. So he says, the real chiv is davening a whole day, but if you do it a little bit, you yotze. So therefore, this is how my uncle explains this. Therefore, if you look at number three, it says, ma'o detema. So if you hold that tefillah is once a day, but really it's a constant chiv, so why should the Mishnah tell us that women are chayavos? It's obvious. Women are only pturos from things that depend on time. But tefillah is something constant, like mezuzah. So why would you think that women are pturos that the Mishnah to say they're chayavos? So in source number three, the Gemara says, Hoil since uksiv be erva vokrav etzarayim, since it's written by it, erva vokrav etzarayim, evening, morning, and afternoon, it's like mitzvah sase shazman gramadami, so you might think that since that Hatzach Apostle described it, so therefore they're veturos. No, kamashlon, they are chayavos. They are chayavos.
What does it say, erva vokrav?
It's number three. It's a pasuk. Where is the pasuk?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. So he says, good. All right, now. So if you look at source number six. All right. He says like this. Source number six. So he said Rashi holds. That it's drabbanan, therefore, of course, women are chayavos. So, however, the Tosfos holds that it's diraisa. So he said, Rama holds diraisa. So, if you look at source number six, Tosfos says, Varashi, second line, Rashi lo gorisle. Rashi is not goris, has not learned this whole Gemara. Shari tefillah drabbanan hi, because tefillah is what? What's tefillah? Tefillah is Rabbanan. And therefore you can't call mitzvah say, since it's only the Rabbanan. It's not much mitzvah sheshaychva. Umikol makom, Tosfos says, yesh liyashev. We have to try to understand Rashi. You know, Rashi is a very big chiddush that the Tur Zeshas Mangrama does not apply to Rabbanan. But Tosfos says it's not true. Why? Because let's say, for example, Halal. Okay? Halal is a mitzvah de Rabbanan. And really, the women are paturos from halal. When we yom b'kol makom yesh li yashiv the halal the rabbanon, halal is the rabbanon. The nashim paturos and nashim are paturos. Mehai taima mitzvah sheshes mangrama he could mitzvah sheshes mangrama. So therefore, Tosfos not accept Rashi and Tosfos hold even if tefillah sheshes is mitzvah rabbanon, women would still be paturos if not for the fact that it's because of rachamim. Okay, now he says. Like that, if you look at the Meiri, and then we'll look at the Rambam. So the Meiri is number seven. The Meiri says like this. The Meiri points out that Yesha Pirshu Atam Bigneshet feel it's the same in our Torah. So some say that why is it that women are chayavos? And this is really the shita of the Rambam. Because tefillah, mitzvah same in our Torah, ukviyas manim shalom medivrei sofim, and therefore, when you daven, that you daven shachris in the morning and mincha afternoon, right every night, that's midrash rabbanan. Avol mina Torah, but mina Torah ain't lo zman kavua. There's no set time for davening. You can daven anytime you want mina Torah. He says the hilchach, and therefore nashim chayavos, women are chayavos, because it's not mitzvah she has man grama. Yesh shepirshu. And some explain tefillah itself is not mina Torah. El midivrei sofrim. It's only what? Midrabbanan. And since the guf ha-mitzvah is midivrei sofrim, he says, and they gave this man, so therefore women should be, like Tosfos, they should be chayav, they should be pturos, but because it's rachamim. And therefore, and this is very important, so it's because of rachamim? So he quotes the Yerushalmi, source number seven, the Yerushalmi, what does that mean?
Everyone has to be chayav.
Ask rachamim. You have to ask rachamim yourself. In other words, the even though in regard to other brachas, you listen to someone, someone said a bracha for you, when it comes to tefillah, really, you can't. If someone doesn't have a daven, it's a problem. You really have to ask rachamim yourself. It's very important. This is the Yerushalmi. Okay, now, before we go to source number 8, I just want to explain. So, there's a big machlokes rishonim whether tefillah is deraisa derabanan. The Rambam, as we'll see, holds it's deraisa. The Ramban holds it's derabanan. What's the machlokes? So the Rambam, if you look at source number 8, it's very clear. Mitzvah seli spalel the chol yom, as the Torah says, shenam memar v'avadatem es Hashem alakechem. You should what should you do? You should serve Hashem. Miyashlumu alamdu from the Shmuel Yer. Shavodah zuhi tefila. He says avodah means to daven. Shenam alavdu v'chol avabchem. So he says amru chacham and the chacham say ezu avodah shevaleiv. What is avodah shevaleiv? Zu tefila. Okay, now we'll come back. The Ramban argues, and he says, "No, tefillah is the rabbanan. This is all an asmachta. It's not really." So they ask the question, but the Torah talks about, especially I think it's in Parshas Paloscha, that when the enemy comes against you, you call it the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So the Ramban says, "Yeah, it's a mitzvah to daven when you have a problem. There's a problem. That's mitzvah. But if everything's great, there's no mitzvah to call it the Kadosh Baruch Hu." All right, that's what Ramban says. And the Rambam says, according to Aruch HaShulchan explains, he says, the bottom line is that, as we all know, everyone has something going on. Okay, everybody has something going on. Everyone has something going on. I think I said in my Shabbat Shuvah Drasha this year, if you see somebody and he says, everything's great, there are no problems, don't believe him. Okay, until Mashiach comes, yeah, everybody is dealing with something. He says, as it says, youth, a lot of youth think that everything's great, but he says, as we know, we're all dealing with challenges. So therefore, according to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah d'oraisa that Aruch HaShulchan says, because everybody has something going on in their lives. And even if you don't, sometimes you don't realize it, but there's something going on. So then the Rambam says, the ein minyan tefilas minat Torah, the minyan tefilas are not minat Torah. The ein mishnah tefila hatfila zos min haTorah. He says, and then the, how much yidam is not min haTorah, and what exact nusach is not min haTorah. The ein tefila zman kavua haTorah, and there's no zman kavua min haTorah. So then halacha beis the Rambam says, ulafichach, for that reason, noshim vavodim chayavim betfila. Women and avodim are chayiv and tefila. Lefi shehi mitzvah say shlos mangrama elachiyav mitzvah zu. Okay, he says that mitzvah. He says this is the mitzvah say shlos mangrama, but this chayiv the mitzvah is like this because it's not as mangrama. Shehi adam mischanein misbal b'chol yom, that a person has to beseech Hashem, daven every day, umagid shvach shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and give the shavach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the achar kach shal tzorchav, and then you have to ask what you need, shu tzorch lehem, v'vakasha, uvetchina, you have to go ahead and to request what you need, v'achach dosin shavach badal Hashem, al tova shvi ala kolach v'kolcho. This is very important. The Rambam says, no. It's mitzvah shalom is mangrama, and how do you daven? The first thing you do is you basically you do shavach, you praise Hashem, and that's the first three brachas. And the second thing you do in the middle brachas, you ask what you need. And the last three brachas, so you have to go ahead and you have to give hodah. Now, Reb Chaim pointed out, I don't think I've written down here, my great grandfather, but he pointed out that from here it's clear. Just stop saying a simple tefillah. Okay, it's not enough. You have to. It is actually a formula. The formula is, as Tammy said before, shavach, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bakash nadah. And if someone decides to get up there and says, you know, hey God, thanks for making me alive, right? You're not in the kind of mitzvah, all right? It is a very specific formula. Now, if it turned out that hundreds of years ago, certain people did not do this specific formula, it was for a very good reason. What was the reason? They didn't know how to read. Yeah, that was just the mitzvah. They didn't know how to read. And that's why there was actually Chazar Shashat. They didn't know how to read. That's very important. But you have to follow this specific formula, which means you have to daven. You have to go ahead and you have to daven all these tefillos. Now, why is that important? So I don't think you have... Well, we'll get to it. That's very important. All right? We'll get to it soon. So if you look at source number 9, I mentioned this before... I think it's very important to see what my uncle said you know, in print, for Od Amar Hagram Zatzal, it's actually my grandfather, Gon Rav Moshe Zatzal. Okay? So he said like this. Dafilu inema. He asked the question. He says, even if you say Shekol Yom Hamechayev Neyatzma, so the question is, okay, so there's no, in the Torah, there's no time set when you have to daven, but there's a chiv every single day, which means that, so this morning I davened Shacharis, right? Let's say I don't daven Mincha. Okay, so I didn't do the Rabbanan. Come, but I have no more of Chiyav D'Oraisa anymore. So come tonight, another Chiyav D'Oraisa happens. That's mitzvah say Shazman Grama. That's like tefillin. What does that mean? And since every day you got to do it again, it's mitzvah Shazman Grama. So why should one be Chayavos? He says, Mikol Makom. He says, in the end of the first line, source number 9, Tefillah ain't mitzvah say Shazman Grama. Tefillah is not mitzvah say Shazman Grama. Mishum dechalos kiyam mitzvah tefillah, because the mitzvah of tefillah is mahava kiyam mitzvah voda shavalev. He says, it really is basically just expressing what your heart is doing. Dechalos kiyam mitzvah voda shavalev ain't tefillah v'zman. He says, but what's going on in your heart is not dependent on time. My heart has to be of God a whole day. Has to be of God a whole day. He says, I think I heard something similar. If Cook said the same thing, similar to this. I forgot what it was. Because since davening is for mercy, a person should daven all the time. So really, our heart should be connected to tefillah a whole day. We can't obviously express it because we're busy. Klomar, the kiyam avoda shebelev, Hakim Tidiri, the idea that our heart has to serve God is something which is always happening. Ulaficha, therefore, since the mitzvah of tefillah is based on this avodah shevalev, it's not necessarily shazman grama and nashim archayavos. Okay, so even though that the mitzvah, the chayav of tefillah is depending on time, but the akim of the lev is not, it's supposed to be there a whole day. So therefore, he says, he said, that reason is not a mitzvah seish as mangrama. Okay. So that's the sheet of the Rambam. So, how do we paskin? So, in Shulchan Aruch says, in source number 10, Noshim v'avodim, so Noshim v'avodim, afal fi shepturim mikriyishma, even though they're potter from kriyishma, chayavim v'tfila rechayivin, tfila davening. Bidnei, shehim mitzvah seish, shelo as mangrama, seish shelo as mangrama, fine. Okay, it's Mishnah Shlo'ez Mangrama. So now, if you look at source number 11 is very important. I think this is one of the most important Mishnah Berurahs. Okay, before...
So when he says tefillah here, you mean
we're talking about Shmasa. Okay, well, coming weeks we'll talk about more. Alright? But so I just want to say that before I get to source number 11, okay, there are, at this point in my life, there are only a few things that really got me really, really upset. I don't know if you remember, I think I gave once a woman shiur on Shabbos about this. Someone gave a shiur in a neighborhood in a different shul, and he said ladies shouldn't daven. I don't know if you remember this, I remember who said it. And he said, even girls in seminary shouldn't daven because, and they should say moda'ani in a small...
Was it a Sephardi?
No, it's not a Sephardi, it was not American shiur for women, okay? Okay, alright, he said, because they're going to be so busy taking care of the kids. So I think it's very important to understand that's in...
The same girls?
What?
The same girls are going to be busy taking care of...
When they get older and they shouldn't
and
feel...
And
what's going to happen is they're going to feel bad that they can't daven. So therefore, in order to make sure they don't feel bad, they shouldn't go ahead and they shouldn't...
They shouldn't
Right, okay, so... And that really, you know... So anyway, so let's go on. So let's see, okay? So I remember that was a few years ago. It was like really... got me very... Yeah, it was like... Okay. So he says like this. Okay. So he says like this. So, he says, Kol Zel Adas, source number 11. So he says, so Kol Zman Ladas Harambam, Shirak Zman Hilmid Nevei Rambam. So the Shulchan Aruch says that a woman, Ladas Adam, according to the Rambam, Aval Iker Mitzvah Sa Torah, he mina Torah, because it's mina Torah, Shenemar Lov the Bechol of Avchem, Seudavar Shivalei, this is the Rambam, we just saw, he says, and there's no Nusach, and a person can dab whatever he wants, he says, the custom Magan Avram, so if you look at the third line, the Magan Avram writes, Shal Tisvarazu, for this reason, Nagu Rov Hanashim, most ladies were accustomed, She'ein mispalel yud ches betmidas. They don't daven shmonesrei all the time. Shachar fe'erev lefi shomeres miyad baboker samach l'netila eizav bakasha. They say every morning when they get up a certain bakasha, moda'ani, u'minatora yotze b'zeh, right? And in the Torah, the Yotzei, she'efshe she'achamu l'chi v'yoser, and it could be that the chamim were not mechayev more. So what happened? The Magen Avraham number 100 years ago, he looked around and he said, oh my gosh, ladies aren't damik shmon esrei. He says, why aren't ladies damik shmon esrei? Alright? So he says, it's obvious to me not damik shmon esrei is because they say moda ani, that's enough according to the Rambam. So first of all, my great grandfather, Chaim Brisker, held it's not true. Okay, it's not enough according to the Rambam, because according to the Rambam, in order to be yotze davening, there has to be a specific formula. What does that mean? You have to go and you gotta say, shavach, bakasha, and hodah. So that's number one. And again, I saw it. I think it's clear that probably the reason women weren't davening back in those days. By the way, they quote this Magen Avraham. That's why women shouldn't daven. Is because women did not know how to read Hebrew. Okay, that was the bottom line. I don't know if they read English. 100 years ago, there wasn't. Where did boys learn how to read? In the cheder. You know, okay. Says there was no compulsory education for girls until Sarah Shanir came around. I think, right? So he says they didn't know how to read. He says so that's the reason why. He says you don't know how to read. What can you do? She yotzev moda'ani. He says, "Umin haTorah yotzes b'zeh, the efsher shechachacham lo chivu yoser." Here we go. Avol das haRamban, but according to the Ramban, sheikar mitzvahs tefila he medivrei sofrim. That the ikar mitzvahs tefila is medivrei sofrim. Was it sheheim ashas nagdola shetiknu yud ches brachos? And there, the ashas nagdola were masachin the 18 brachos ala seder lihispalo, and it's midrabanan. Osan shachar semincha chovar v'shashus, and they were masach in the davin shachar semincha is the chova and marv v'shashus. The afbal pish mitzvah midivrei sofrim, and even though it's midivrei sofrim shazman grama and nashim avaturos mikom mitzvah shazman grama, I feel mitzvofrim we go in kiddush levana. Afal pikein, the Ramban says, this is very important. Chayvu osan v'tfila shachris and mincha kemo anoshim. Ladies are chayavos in shachris and mincha, just like the men. Hoil tfila hi bakashis rachamim, tfila is bakashis rachamim. So the Ramban clearly says that ladies have to daven shachris and mincha. And the Mishtabura, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom, says, V'chein ikr, and this is the halacha. Women should daven shachris and mincha, hichein das harov haposkim, because this is what rov poskim say, V'chein hichriya b'sefer shachris, Arye al-kein yesh la-hazir l'noshim, she yispalo yudches, he says, you have to tell the ladies, Yadavin shmon esrei, v'nochon, Gamkein, we'll talk about this in coming weeks. She kavaleim omal choshemayim, they shemakav mal choshemayim, nahamish yomra chapan mishma yisrael, yomru gamkein, virchasem vishviyatsiv. Okay, we'll talk about it in the coming weeks. She say virchasem vishviyatsiv also, because once you daven, you should have smichas gulut fila. He says, and that's as far as shachras and mincha. However, as far abal tfilas arbis rishus, tfilas arbis rishus. So just so, he says, when chazal or masakin mairiv, it was a, I don't want to use the word voluntary, but that's what the word Rishus means. And therefore, so what happened was the men accepted upon themselves, but ladies didn't. And therefore, it is not a chiyav, according to the Mishnah Berurah, for ladies to daven Mairiv, because he says then the Noshim were not makabalit. And most do not daven Mairiv. And it's interesting, we'll talk about this in the coming weeks. Tfilas musafin betzlach kasav veturos. Our women chayavos to daven musaf. The tzlach is the it's the note of Yehuda. I forgot what it stands for. And the sefer magen yibarim pasuk the chayavos, because if you say the chay to daven musaf because of rachamim, right?
So
it's a fact tefillah
because rachamim also
tefillah musaf. No, it's in the name or not, because musaf is not made in rachamim. Now I think your father told me that I think your mother got in an argument with Tova Lichtenstein about this issue about musaf. Remember what it was about? What? Remember? I have to find that. I have to ask. Ask your mother. But yeah, well, I'm sure she doesn't remember. But I don't know. But when we speak about Mustafa, I'll have to find out beforehand. Okay, something like now. Okay, so according to Mishnah Berurah, ladies are mechuyavos to daven shachris and mincha. And I remember when I spoke about this a number of years ago on the show, one of the ladies in the show who's not here right now, but I wouldn't tell the story, said to me, "You know, I find it very hard to daven mincha. The kids are around, and I don't have time." So I said, "I have a question to ask you." I said, "Do you sit down with a cup of coffee by your internet, looking at the news in the afternoon for a few minutes?" I know it's a terrible question to ask. He said, "Yes." I said, "I think you should daven mincha." You know, so obviously you're very busy. You have a heter, but if not, then you have to find out. He says now. So that is, he says now. That's very important. Now, he says, if you look at source number 12, again, this is my uncle, Yasha Bir Soloveitchik, Rishim HaShiurim, it was safe written by Rav Reichman. He says, Vinei HaMachaber, so he quotes the Machaber, that women are chiyavos to tefila, because it's not a mitzvah, he says, because the tefila is not a mitzvah, she has mangrama. Then he quotes the Magen Avram, who says, you can do whatever you want. And he explains the Magen Avram. He says, if you look at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like I said before, the Hagrach Zatzal Ton, I'm getting myself in trouble right now. Reb Chaim said, the Mipash Lashon HaRambam, from the simple Lashon HaRambam Mashma, the Noshim Chayavas Filosh Menesre, women of the Damash Menesre, the Lo Bamir's Eza Bakashi Bolva. They shouldn't just say, Moda Ani, they have the Damash Menesre. Why is it mentioned? Our Kosher Rambam, Elachiyev Mitzvah Zu Kahu, Sheyo Odom Mischane and Mispal Bachol Yom, Umagid Shvacha Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'achar Kach Sho'ol Tzorchav, Shud Tzorch Lehem Bakosh V'chino. So, and then he would ask, you should say what you Tzorchav, V'chino V'achach Nal Shem Shavach V'odah L'Hashem. As I said, you have to do all three things. Shavach Bakosh V'odah. U'mevuar, if you look at the, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines in the bottom. U'mevuar, the Kiyah Mitzvahs, Tfila midyaraisa tluya b'amiras divrei shevach, that the key mitzvah tfila diyaraisa depends on divrei shevach. The achar kach bagashel sofada uvamiras moda ani she'ein ba'ela hodaya vad. All you're thanking God ain't a makai mitzvah chovetz tfila mei Torah. And he says b'chein b'amiras bakasha ba'alma, saying a certain bakasha. So I'm looking til lekim diyaraisa shel tfila. He says. And he says the Vagrach Satzal Nakat, Lashitas Aram, Noshach Yavaz Vilash Manesre. Then he goes on. Va'od Yesh Lohoyir, Al Divrei Amagan Avram, the Mistimas Divrei Rambam, from the Lashna Rambam, he says, Mashma Shenoshim Chayavaz Mrs. Vil Diraisa, Shechovaz Vavagam Vyom, the Ena Mrs. Shezman Rama. He says that, and from Mistimas Lashna Rambam, women are chayavos to daven midyaraisa once a day. And then he says, Hu adin, the chayavos heim v'chiyav tefila derabbanon, that according to Rav Chaim, women are chayavos in the Rabbanon, shetiknu lispal gimel pam biyom. In other words, according to Rav Chaim, he blooms in the Rambam, that women are chayavos to daven three tefilas a day, they're also chayavos to daven mairiv, because the way the Rambam, we don't have the Rambam here, but the way the Rambam forms, look at the next halachas, I'll try to copy it for next week. So women, he says, he formulates right away about the fact of a daven three tefilas, so it sounds like he's putting everyone together. I don't think my father used to tell his Talmidim that they should expect their wives to daven three times a day, even though my mother did, but I don't think, you know, again, following this from Chaim. So he says like this, he says now, however, if you go ahead and look at source number 13, Siv Zion, Dar HaShulchan says according to Rashi, that's the mitzvah of the Rabbanon, the mitzvah of among Rabbanon is not applied to the Rabbanons. So he says, the Ptur, Vineu Zeu Vadai de Larashi, according to Rashi, Noshim Chayavos Begimel Tfilos Biyom. Women are Chayavos in three Tfilos in the day, Kahanoshim. Like the men, Sharul the day, because according to Rambam, Ein Chilik with Rabbanon, Bein Zman Grama, Ein Zman Grama. So according to Rashi, who says that Tfilah, the Karonas, the Rabbanon, So just like men are chayavos, women are chayavos, and just like men are chayavos in three tefillos, women are chayavos in tefillos, also. So it's a big machlokes whether or not women are chayavos in three tefillos or two tefillos or one tefillah. According to the Rambam, you could say they're chayav in one tefillah a day. According to Ramban, they're chayavos in two tefillahs a day. According to Rashi, and maybe according to Rambam, it could be they're chayavos in three tefillahs a day. The minute again, according to Rashi, according to Ramban, they're chayavos in two tefillahs. That's clear. Because there's no chiyuv. According to the Rambam, where it's based on a diraisa, so the chayiv and the diraisa, maybe not the Rabbanan, right, just once a day. Or you could say that once they're chayiv and the diraisa, they're chayiv and the Rabbanan also, so they're chayiv three times a day, which is what my client said in the Rambam. And according to Rashi, that it's all the Rabbanan, it could be they're chayiv three times a day. Now,
it's all the Rabbanan.
Does not apply to mitzvos. Does not apply to mitzvos rabbanon.
Well, we said that that's not the case.
When according to Rashi, but to my Tosfos asked the question. You mean?
Yeah, we said it before.
Because of halal, right?
Because of halal.
Yes, yeah, so you could say. So first of all, Kiddush Lavana could have its own reason. All right. But the reason for Hallel, you could say, is that Hallel might be a derabbanan, but it's sort of based on a diraisa, okay? Because the mitzvah of Simcha maybe could be based on a diraisa. Because Rashi might hold that Hallel is really diraisa. That's all to say. But however, I just want to mention one thing just to finish off with one point. So the minhag is to daven. It's except the halacha is that women should daven shachar two times a day, shachar and mincha. That's the accepted halacha. So hopefully next week we'll talk about maybe birchas kriya shema and whatever comes before birchas kriya shema in terms of those chiyuv and those obligations. All right, I mentioned before Shavuot came late that I apologize that this year my schedule changed, which means